Beats. Holla at me.
People keep coming to me in the streets asking, yo, Taj, when the podcast coming back? When the podcast coming back? The management shut y'all down? Do you guys have a falling out? What's taking y'all so long? When the next episode dropping? Well, here's the answer. Outside is episode 6, brought to you by BlackNerdProblems.com. I'm your co-host back again, Young Taj, a.k.a. Blacks and Bronson, a.k.a. Fire Lord Zuko, a.k.a. the Young Flying Grayson himself. And with me in the booth, per usual, I have our wonderful co-host and editor, Mi Hermano, the Young Booker DeWitt, Dejon Henderson.
What up? What's going on, Taj?
We back all summer vacation, finally. Tan lines and beach bellies in the booth.
Yeah, you know, we had to get up out of here for a minute.
You had a good summer, man?
Yeah, I did. I mean, for the most part, I was real busy, hence the break from the show, but we back.
Yeah, we back out here, man. Man, so you might have noticed our third co-host, Omar, he won't be joining us this episode.
It's not permanent. No, he'll be back.
Right now, he's out hype beasting outside the Limited, waiting for that Olivia Pope collection to drop. Overcoats all winter. So we dedicating this episode to him. So this episode is officially Bring Omar Back.
Bring him back.
First off, I want to give a big shout out to the whole Black Nerd Problem staff and our fans. We couldn't be here without y'all. Also, I want to give a shout out to our sister podcast, Vibranium Stacks, run by our own editor-in-chief, William Evans, for holding the site down during our leave of absence.
Thank you for picking up our slack. Soldier boy.
Oh man, now a lot of shit went down this summer, but we're gonna keep things a bit current. Last episode we did a preview episode of the Falls TV lineup.
Yes.
Now months later, these shows finally hit the small screen. Yep. We're gonna give you our thoughts on them.
Alright.
So let's start with The Walking Dead.
Yes, sir.
So The Walking Dead, currently it will air tomorrow from where we're recording now.
Yep.
So last time
tomorrow, give them the date.
So last time we left,
you didn't give him the date.
Well, I don't even know what today is.
Sunday, October 12th.
October 12th. Thank you, sir.
On AMC.
Like, we keep calendars on it out here, man. But, yeah, last time we left, they were at Terminus, locked in that big-ass crate.
Well, I'm behind. I'm behind the season.
So these are spoilers?
I mean, we
don't got a lot to talk about. But something that I did want to bring up, your boy's coming back.
Who's that?
Everybody hates Chris. now his real name is Tyler James James Williams.
Mm-hmm.
But
is that a relative
in the streets, you only get one name. So everybody hates Chris.
He's Chris.
Three names. It's like Mary McLeod Bethune out here, man.
I got a little fun fact for The Walking Dead. So I've been catching up on season one. I started rewatching them since they put season four on Netflix. And in the last episode of season one, they mentioned Ebola. Did you know that?
Did they?
And the CDC, when he before they blew it up, he was saying like how they had weaponized smallpox and Ebola strands. I was like, and look at today.
Holy shit.
It's a real thing.
I mean,
The Walking Dead predicted the future.
Ebola isn't as fun as The Walking Dead virus, because it's like, once you get Ebola, you die.
Yeah, instantly. You die. That's it.
Like, that shit is not funny. We can't team up and pick people off in the street. Man, it's no fun, man. So, we don't really have much to talk about The Walking Dead. I just wanted to share that with everyone.
Yes, sir.
Gotham.
Oh, man. So,
Omar is handling the recap of this show, and he's doing a lot of tweets, and I'm doing the recaps. And yo, this show is a chore.
It's a chore to watch. So I can't imagine like having to cover it.
It's like they took everything that we like about these characters, and they were just like, I don't know what the fuck I'm watching.
I think
when they pitched it off to Ben McKenzie, who plays Gordon, he just heard the word cop and just ran with it.
None of this show makes sense in the sense of the comic books at all.
And yo, does Barbara, does she wear pants at all?
I've never seen her wear pants. In the two episodes that I've seen.
I've never seen her wear pants. She's always, like, fresh out the shower. Like, she don't even leave the house. She just...
Wasn't she always a house mom? Like, even when they were married?
I mean, still, but she's, like, on the show, I think they say she's, like, an art curator or something like that.
I was about to say something, but I might have hurt some feelings.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I think you know which direction I was going.
I don't know. I don't know what direction.
I mean, but what do artists do?
Yeah, you heard a lot of people with art degrees out there.
Man. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Fuck you. You pig.
I'm going to get all sorts of Twitter slander. Oh, don't God, matter. I don't get on no more anyway.
But yeah, man. This show. No, the last episode, The Balloon Man.
Mm-hmm.
This Bama attached balloons to, like, the criminals of Gotham. And he would just let them fly up. Like, yo, this show is like turning into.
So he was trying to recreate his favorite Disney movie.
Yeah, but it was like one balloon. It wasn't like many balloons. It wasn't like in a cute, fun Disney way. It was just like in a, you know what? We know this shit isn't really happening, and you're testing our intelligence way.
Well, I mean, you know a little bit more about comic books than I do, but is the Balloon Man a real thing?
The Balloon Man is a real thing.
Like, you have to be the wackest. Fucking villain.
I mean, but we had a Kite Man. We have
Jesus
Christ. Reverse Flash.
He moves really slow.
I mean, it's just like the colorway is in reverse. Is you know they're real dumb out there. Man.
That's cool.
I mean, but luckily management said like we're not going to review it if it's like at this level of trash.
Do you think? How many seasons do you think?
I think it would actually get three seasons.
Three seasons?
Because, like, you know, people love Batman. And this show was, like, actually getting very high ratings.
But the show's not about Batman.
It's not about Batman, but they threw young Bruce in there. Mm-hmm. But did you see in the first episode when he was yelling in the street?
Yes.
Yeah, that was, like, the most annoying-ass scream.
It's, like, the most equivalent to, like, the Darth Vader in episode 3 when he just yelled no for, like, 2 minutes. He's just like,
I was like, yo, what the fuck? it's just like, you know, it was like at that point I said, you know what, you deserve your parents to be killed though. Damn, maybe that will help you grow up a bit.
Damn, that's fucked. Yeah, why is Alfred such a dick?
Yo, why is he fucking angry?
Like, I don't know. I was like, why is Alfred such a dick?
He's just angry all the fucking time. Oh, he's just so rude.
I don't know. It's just nothing about this. Like, the Alfred I grew up with was just like, he was sassy as hell. But,
right, you know, it's like, I don't even know how he got employed.
No.
And why did he talk like Bane? Like, what the fuck are you talking
I don't
understand
about? It. Like, I mean, I understand people do love Batman, of course. Batman, avid friend. I mean, he's one of everyone's favorite, except Omar's, obviously.
We actually had one of our staff members, they shared a link yesterday through Twitter. Someone actually dressed in blackface for an upcoming episode. They were, like, doing stunts for someone, and they dressed in blackface. And it was just like, if this show wasn't already bad then, it's like, now you're kind of just topping trash on top of a landfill at this point.
Oh, yeah, well, I've already stopped watching the show.
Harvey, Dent is joining anyway. The show?
See, that's the thing. You already have too many villains. It's like, it's supposed to be, these people who were popped up when Batman is a thing.
It would have kind of made sense to me to have the whole killing of the Waynes in the second season. Like, I mean, let us get to know Thomas and Martha Wayne. Yeah. You know, like, we never get a chance to know them. They just kill them off.
But also, though, wasn't that Jim Gordon's first case? Cases.
I mean, it was like his major case. But I mean,
he was relatively new. So
yeah, he was like relatively new. He had like other shit to do. I mean, I think you kicked that off season finale of season one.
But that's
like season two.
That's what the show's supposed to be about. It's supposed to be centered around Jim Gordon and not Bruce Wayne.
But so far, if technically Jim Gordon has not solved the case yet, I think he solved the Balloon Man one, but technically there's been bits and pieces of cases. Because, I mean, he didn't solve the Wayne's murder because he still doesn't know.
That doesn't get solved until Bruce Wayne's an adult anyway.
Yeah, I think I was done because he was chasing a perp on rooftop, and a perp was like at least two of me.
Oh, all right, in the first episode?
Yeah, the first episode. Yeah. And I'm like, you're really you're really out here winded. And your boy is like, oh man, you want to go another lap?
Oh, you mean Poison Ivy's dad?
Yeah, Poison
Ivy. Oh, excuse me. Excuse
Ivy's me. Fucking Pepper.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Like, there's so many things that's going wrong with this show so far, and that's why I'm not a fan.
Right, man. But it's like, you people keep watching this shit.
It's the people who aren't really heavily into the comic right. books. I mean, they I'm got, not trying to slander them, but...
Nah, we're slandering them. You don't know shit. Stay out our lane. You're not welcomed here. We out here.
Well, I mean, you said you give Gotham 3 seasons, but we're going to move on to the 3rd season of
Arrow.
Oh, that popped off this Wednesday. Did you think of the first episode?
Yo, I think when they finally accepted him, the police department was like, you know, we're not going to hunt the hood anymore. Mm-hmm. Are they calling him the hood still?
They call him Arrow now.
We're not going to, you know, hunt the Arrow down no more. I was like, yo. Like, this is a big moment for him.
Yeah, definitely.
And this was called The Calm. This episode was called The Calm.
The storm is coming along.
I thought that was really clever.
Like, though, we didn't just leave the storm.
That was a great season 2. I'm expecting big things for season 3.
So what did you think of them throwing Superman in there? Old Superman. Isn't that Superman? Is Superman Returns?
Oh, yeah. Brandon Routh, he from Superman Returns, brought him in. I guess that was a good thing because it's like everyone pretty much slandered Superman Returns for good reason. Because he just looked malnourished as hell in that damn suit. But they brought him back and he brought him in as Ray Palmer, who is going to turn into the Arrow. The Atom. Eventually, mm-hmm. I thought that was really clever, and he came off very cocky and likable, he does in the comics. So I'm with it right now. I was with it when they casted him because he doesn't really get his proper due because the movie was horrible, but it's kind of like a redemption kind of.
I mean, most movies he does are pretty bad. Like he had one that came out recently that was pretty bad. But anyway, I'm really excited for season 3 and.
Ollie finally asked Felicity out on a date.
Yeah, you see how that went.
it's like, we've been waiting for, a kind of a progression between them two because, they flirt.
It's a bittersweet thing because Felicity Smoke does belong with Dejon Henderson.
Man, we share.
Who's sharing who?
Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, Felicity is bae.
Yeah.
But at the end of the episode, it was kind of, they killed off Sarah Lance.
Yes.
Which is
Let's the, talk about that
Black
a little
Canary.
Bit.
So that was kind of interesting. So they, I think, Malcolm Merlyn, they brought him back or whatever. And she mm-hmm. just said, what are you doing here? And they shot her 3 times to the gut.
So was that who that was supposed to be? Was that supposed to be Malcolm Merlyn? Or was that supposed to be
I think it's Speedy. Because Malcolm Merlyn took Speedy in the last episode. Right. So I think right now he's been training her up a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And, he's like, go out and handle my dirty work. So I think it might come out later this season. Like, okay, well, you think it's Malcolm Merlyn, but it was actually the turn of Queen Thea. She out here now.
that's your prediction of...
Right here, out here with 3 doses of Vertigo in her system. She don't give a fuck.
Nah.
Yeah, the first season she was getting turned up like a mug too.
Oh yeah, I did like how in season 2 the I guess the transformation of I can't remember her name.
Thea.
There you go. Thea. I'm terrible right now, man.
They had Roy out here in these streets.
He finally got
the costume and everything like that.
He finally got the respect he deserved.
Yeah, I like the play between Diggle and Ollie. Mm-hmm. He was just like, just stay in. He's like, my own man, just don't tell me what to do. And he's like, for your daughter.
Right.
And then at the end, he came back and he
respect. Is a mad respect. Yeah, man. Yeah, that was one of my favorite parts of the episode as well.
This is going to be a great season. I hope this one tops the last one the same way season 2 tops season 1.
And it's like they've progressively gotten better with every episode. So I'm hoping that, like you said, it does the same thing in season 3. Mm-hmm.
And also at the end, it tied into The Flash.
Yes. Which came on this week.
Also came out this week.
Big week.
Oh, my. It has been a big week.
For DC Comics.
Mm-hmm. So, Flash came back. What did you think on it? Because I know it's been out for a while.
It originally got leaked sometime in June or July. And we hadn't watched it until this week. I enjoyed it a lot. I was curious to see how they would make the Flash like a cool concept character on the tiny screen or the little screen.
I think it had me at Chucks. When he was like in Chucks or whatever, like, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, I fell him off that. Gustin Grant.
Yeah.
Grant Gustin is one of them.
Grant Gustin, yeah.
Grant, yeah. He actually did a really good job.
Yeah.
He did a really good job with what he was given. The costume looks fantastic, mm-hmm. in my opinion. I want to talk about, like, the side characters.
Okay.
Iris West.
Yes.
Iris West was fucking adorable.
Yes.
You know, not in, like, you know...
A sexual way.
A sexual way, like, pretty, whatever, like that. She was, like, her mannerisms and things...
But
like,
she is also very pretty.
Yeah, she's also very pretty. But she's also very adorable. I feel as though she'll be a great foil for Gustin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm interested in seeing where this progresses.
As am I, and but what I am worried about with the Flash is at least in the first episode, the villain. That was my only gripe about the first episode. Is he was so corny, and
I mean, I think you know, because Flash, that wasn't Flash's main villain. I was kind of okay with it. You know, I was expecting more of the focus to be on Barry's origin, which it was.
Right.
So, you know, I wasn't really upset about the villain. I mean, yes, I thought he was kind of corny.
Definitely.
But, you know, it wasn't really about him at the end of the day. It was mostly about just trying to get Barry established, trying to see where his alliances lie. The first episode, he actually revealed to himself to Iris's father.
Mm-hmm.
I forget the actor who plays him, but he did a very good job.
Yeah, I agree.
he was actually pretty funny because he's like, I am God. And he's like, the hell you say? Like, what the fuck? Like, you can already tell, like, you're going to like him, like, right off the back or whatever like that.
So, in terms of season debuts, which one did you like the most between Arrow? I mean, obviously, Gotham's not going to make it, or The Flash?
I would say Flash. I'm very excited to see where this season goes. Mm-hmm. As far as the whole scope and the universe, I think it's going to be a lot bigger and better just because, you know, we finally have powers in, you know, this version of the DCU. Iris, she's going to be, you know, someone that I look out for.
Mm-hmm.
Her and Barry, they have a history together. So I would like to see more of that to come out, and as well as, you know, just seeing of her own personality.
Agree. For me, I would say it was probably The Flash as well, because I thought Gotham, its first episode, I was a little on the fence about it. I was like, oh, this is going to be really corny, but it ended up being one of my favorite shows on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And Gotham, obviously,
And also with Flash, I like that, I like with Arrow, it seems to try to capture that Nolan style of, you know, this Nolan Batman movie where it's really dark and gritty and things, and Flash is taking the opposite route, the same way as Batman and Superman, is where Superman is really lighthearted, and the setting is just way different.
Yep.
So, I mean, I'm really looking forward to it. Great cast. Villains, they had a Gorilla Grodd Easter egg.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hope they do something with that. If not, that's kind of a wasted opportunity. But, yeah, looking forward to it.
All right, so Gotham, that comes on Mondays, am I right?
Mondays, and Flash and Arrow come on Wednesdays or Thursdays?
Flash comes on Tuesdays.
Tuesdays.
And Arrow comes on Wednesdays.
I'm all mixed up. So our last bit of TV news, American Horror Story.
American Horror Story Freak Show.
So now, you know, we'll go down the seasons. Murder House, you know, I wasn't really creeped out about because, you know, it seems like
Murder House actually did. It kind of got to me a little bit. I have not seen Coven, so I can't really.
I haven't finished it. I didn't watch Asylum because, you know, that's not really something that creeps me out.
It had its moments.
Coven, I actually watched Coven. You know, the witches thing didn't freak me out, but Angela Bassett and Box Braids. that's tough. Like that was the highlight. That was the highlight.
So this season for you.
This season for me, it actually creeps me out. I have like
why?
I have a history with freak shows.
Okay.
2008, I was at the agricultural fair, and they had a freak show, and I seen a two-headed pig, and threw up. I threw up, and they kicked me out, and all the freaks were looking at me like I was a freak. It's like, I'm not the freak, you're the freak. I'm not the freak, you're the freak.
I don't think they like being called freaks.
Yeah, well, yeah, but they kicked me out because I threw up and seen a two-headed pig. It's because, you know, obviously, you know, things that are different.
2008, that means you were 16, 17 years old, and that still made you queasy?
That's still, like, you know, an unpleasant moment. But, I mean, you know, I wanted to give Freak Show a chance because, you know, it's something that actually creeps me out and everything like that. Mm-hmm. And I like the way that the stories have been told. Jessica Lange is excellent thus far.
She's excellent in every single season.
In every single season, she's the MVP. But I actually skipped out on it. I know you watched it, so how did you feel about it?
I was, I'm not going to lie, I fell asleep with maybe 15 minutes left. It was a very slow episode. The clown to me, I figure, what was his name? Is his name Twisty? Twisty. He originally, when he first appeared, he came off as a little creepy because of the way he just creeped out of the woods.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, I was just like, oh, he's so corny. I just can't wait for this to move on.
I heard like he goes overboard with the stabbing. Like, he stabbed once.
No, he will continue. He continuously slabs. Yeah,
that's the thing that kind of say, you know what? I can't do it because I don't know. I'm not afraid of clowns,
mm-hmm.
but it's, you know, I know my flaws as a human being. You know, it's like I didn't know how to cross the monkey bars until I got my 20s. I still can't fly a kite. I can't grow anything, like, plant-wise. And I do not do horror very well. It's just something that I can admit.
Right.
So when I seen Twisty, I'm like, hey, yo, what the fuck? Yo, because it's like, his appearance is very, it just makes me very uneasy. And
what is it? Is it the hair?
I think it's the mask. It just looks like he got 11 million teeth.
I mean, it's a clown face. That's what they typically do.
But I'm like, hey, yo, like, you're creepy as fuck. Like,
I don't know. I don't find anything about it that creepy, but
I mean, but you know, do horror and stuff like that.
Not necessarily. I am actually a very big pansy when it comes to horror stuff.
Yeah, I like that nerve where people are like, you know what, I feel like being scared right now. Mm-hmm. I feel like giving you my money or my time in order for you to scare me. I just don't have that. I don't know if I'll ever have it, but... You know, it's whatever. I spend Halloween switching between watching scary movies and turning back to Star Wars. Like, it's not a game to me.
Well, for me, always, like, American Horror Story is really more story-based than it mm-hmm. is horror-based to me, in my opinion. It, like, always starts off really kind of with a horror theme, and then it just, the story of the plot, like, really thickens and it gets really good. But for me, watching American Horror Story, it's always been the opening scene and the theme song. That's the only part that I like. I gotta walk out of the room. I was like, I can't do this fucking theme song. And these opening is creepy as hell. Season 4 for me had the weakest one. Like, cause it was like 11 o'clock. Well, I was like 10:30, and it's like I'm watching. It's like I didn't have to move. I was like, this is it. That's what it was. Just like claymation opening. It was a claymation, like close to a claymation opening. Mm-hmm. And like they changed the theme song a little bit to, like, I guess, to adapt to it being a freak show. So mm-hmm. it's just like, it just kind of lost its, I guess, horror sense for me. Yeah, it wasn't creepy. And I was like, oh, that's it? And I was like, I can sit through this. It's not going to be that bad.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess, because of Twisty, I might skip out this season, but I will be watching it vicariously through you all on Twitter.
Oh, I mean, it is definitely good.
No shame in my game.
I did enjoy Sarah Paulson. I think that's her name, her character, the two-headed woman.
I heard a good thing. Like, it was like a Huey and Riley kind of.
Yeah, and it's like, I like how they can communicate mm-hmm. without talking, and that's why people think they're weird, because they can actually hear each other's thoughts, mm-hmm. being one in one body. And Evan Peters is back, also a great actor. At least in the show, he's a very great actor.
Mm-hmm.
And who else did I enjoy? I thought the world's smallest woman was freaking adorable. But obviously she can't act. I mean, the few lines that she did have, I was like, you can definitely tell.
How old is she? Because I did think she was adorable, too. But yeah. I know she broke, like, a world record.
She's, like, 20s. I want to believe she's 20s.
One of the characters from Asylum back, right?
They brought everyone back. Oh, you mean the crazy-looking chick with the little hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're a twin. She's playing herself. she's playing twins, and they both look really creepy. But
that's actually pretty cool that they're now trying to like connect them.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. I was like, oh, you're playing the exact same character that you played in season two.
That's really dope. That's I don't, and you're gonna be like you like this guy, but I don't see how American Horror Story is so good, but yet the same people made Glee, it's so trash.
Hold on, did it?
The same people that make American Horror Story is the same people that make Glee.
Well, that's because Glee with Glee, I mean, we're getting off topic, but whatever, I'm going to just get to the point. Glee is just like, it's a thing, it's the same thing over and over again. Yeah. Whereas American Horror Story, which is what I like about it the most, is every season's different.
Rest in peace, Corey Monty.
Yeah.
But, you know, moving on, let's talk about movies.
Yes, sir.
Robert Downey Jr., he came back on Ellen DeGeneres' show, and he announced that Iron Man 4 is officially happening.
It is a go.
So, how do you feel about this? Are you happy that we'll see more Iron Man? Are you
excited? I'm more so happy that Robert Downey Jr. is still working. And I do enjoy the character. I do enjoy Tony Stark and playing Tony Stark. But I'm not necessarily excited for Iron Man 4. Who's supposed to be the villain?
They haven't announced anything yet. They just announced that it's officially happening. But I'm one of the vast majority that I like Robert Downey Jr. in these movies, but I don't think everyone else has stepped up. I like Don Cheadle as well. Mm-hmm. But
you don't think Gwyneth Paltrow?
Hell no. And what's the guy named? Happy Hogan? He actually directed the first two. I'm trying to remember his name. It's not coming back to me right now. But I actually think his character, even though he played a big part in Iron Man 3 as far as progressing the story, you can leave him out of it. When they said that he only had two movies left in his contract, Avengers 2 and Avengers 3, I was actually okay. Mm-hmm. A lot of other people were wanting Iron Man 4 to happen.
It's just, you can leave it alone at 3. I feel like a trilogy is, like, the
best thing. I think 3, like, pissed people really off to the point where they didn't want to, because that whole Mandarin thing, like, I remember,
people see it in
the movies, and you remember this, I was just rubbing my head the whole time when the reveal happened.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Iron Man 2 was just awful, and I didn't really like the back half of Iron Man 1. Like, after he came to America, that's when
So, do you not like the Iron Man series at all?
It's not as strong as some people will have you believe.
Okay.
I mean, I like Tony Stark. I like the fact that, even in the comics now, Tony Stark is Robert Downey Jr. And Robert Downey Jr. is Tony Stark.
He's also Sherlock Holmes.
Well, I mean, me personally, I can't see Robert Downey Jr. movies unless he's wearing a suit of armor. So, I mean, I didn't enjoy the Sherlock Holmes movie as much as you did. I only caught him on TBS like a few weeks ago.
It's all good.
I didn't even see the second one. I just seen the first one.
Well, anything Rachel McAdams is in, I'm watching anyway, so.
There you go.
There it is.
There you go.
Regardless of how bad it is. But so, do you prefer, all right, Iron Man trilogy or the Spider-Man trilogy?
Which one?
Which one do you prefer?
Toby?
Yeah.
Of course, Toby the God, man.
But I mean, rewatching those movies, you gotta admit, they're really corny.
Everyone would tell me, like, Andrew Garfield is Spider-Man. But no, Toby had two classics in the game. He had three was terrible, but he had classic moments. He had hit records on his demo. You can't tell me shit. Like, you can tell me anything, and I'm gonna be like, Amazing Spider-Man 2 was trash,
which I still have yet to see.
It's probably one of the worst movies of 2014.
Well, I will check it out for myself, and I'll let you know how I feel.
Yeah, but I would choose Toby any day.
All right, so moving on.
Well, that news actually leads up to our next news. Avengers 3, it's rumored to ditch most of the cast. They'll keep Tony, but they'll be bringing in new faces. I'm assuming Black Panther.
Are they bringing in female Thor?
I don't think female Thor will be canon in the movie universe.
All right.
But also, they'll probably bring Doctor Strange, who I've heard rumors that they're trying to get Daniel Radcliffe, which will be awesome. Like, even though he doesn't look the part, it will still kind of be awesome.
Come on, no.
You don't think so?
No.
You can't see him as Doctor Strange, but I think the connection will be more mind-blowing.
Why, because he's a wizard?
Because he's a wizard. It's like, you gotta give credit where credit's due, man.
Ah, man, speaking of, never mind, we're not going to jump into J.K. Rowling bringing back the Harry Potter franchise.
Oh, you didn't actually bring that up. That's a good topic.
But I'm not a fan. Not a fan. Yeah, I mean, especially since...
Harry, you made your money. Now just...
Leave it. I mean, she's a billionaire. You don't have to make anything else. Yeah, I mean, you're still writing books, and they're good books. Under mm-hmm. Robert Galbraith, the Cuckoo's Calling series is really good, or the Karma Strikes series is good.
I don't think she's bringing back the universe.
She's bringing back the universe. She's not bringing back Harry Potter. It's like set 7 decades before Harry Potter was born, I believe.
No, but she actually been posting short stories to Potter World, or it's something Potter something in a name website.
Mm-hmm.
And she's wrote some stories with Harry. He's been divorced from
Ginny
and stuff like that. So I mean, I don't know about it. I'm not as big as a J.K. Rowling guy as other people on the internet.
Well, I have to find out more about it.
I respect what she does. I respect what she did.
Mm-hmm.
But the first time I picked up the first book, I was in fourth grade. I was in fourth grade, and you know it's 2014. I think she made her money. She can go.
She's got the movies. She's got the books, and yeah, like you said, she can actually just sit on her pile of money and be happy.
I think she's just maybe bored.
Oh, that's exactly what it is. She's bored.
She actually came out a few years ago, and she was saying that the reason that Ron and Hermione hooked up at the end was because she felt pressured by the fans. Like, she didn't want it to happen. She didn't think it made sense. But because of the fans, she just kind of did it as a little nod to them. Okay. So I think maybe she's doing it more so for the fans than anything.
Well, of course, I mean, if you read the Harry Potter series, like, it's one of the few books I actually want to go back and reread.
Mm-hmm.
But, like I said, it's one of those things that could just be left alone. I don't feel like she needs to add more to it. Like, that's a big thing today where people, like, continuously bring back shit that needs to remain gone. But
yeah.
It is what it is. But
so are you excited for the Fantastic Beast and...
No.
You're not excited for the movies or the books?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I'll leave it alone. Avengers 3.
So if it came back and the trailer and the books were pretty much flames, would you, like, get curious about it?
I mean, obviously, it's Harry Potter related. It's J.K. Rowling related. So I will... As much as shit as I'm talking about it now, I'll probably end up going to see it. But mostly out of curiosity, but we'll see how it goes.
Okay. All right, so our next topic. It's officially been 1 year since the Xbox One and the PS4 first dropped.
Video game segment.
And we are...
That's what I live for.
We're going to just basically break down our first year of next gen. So... PS4 pretty much dominated shit.
Yes, Xbox Who, and I'm sure Nintendo has a system out right now that I can't remember.
We got the Master Chief Collection dropping. How dare you?
But yeah, so how do you feel about the first year wrap up of?
Oh my gosh!
Because next month I think marks the 1 year anniversary of mm-hmm. the drop. So
man, this shit has been fucking. There's no reason to own a console right now.
Exactly.
I got mine. I had a week off from work. I got mine in April, and you know I spent $500 for everything. I didn't buy any games because there are no games out. But I bought a terabyte of hard drive, and I bought the PS4, and I spent, you know, a whole day, actually installing everything. And I was very excited to turn my PS4 on, and there were just no games to play.
Yeah, I agree, and that actually is one of the subtopics I had to talk to you about is AAA games. Let me think of them. Watch Dogs, Titanfall, Destiny... Infamous.
Mm-hmm.
All of these games were overhyped. Like, they hyped them up so much, and then when they came out...
I think the best one out of that list, I think, would be Infamous.
Infamous is definitely the best one. It's my favorite one. But, like I was saying, all of them were hyped up, and then when they came out, everyone was like, oh, that's it? It's just they turned out to be average games.
Now, this is where I feel bad for Microsoft, is that they were really tricked into buying the Xbox One version of Titanfall. I think they overhyped that shit more than they did Destiny, just because they were like,
I don't agree with
you. You need this Xbox One in your life. It's like, no, it's like with Destiny, they didn't, like, force you to buy another console.
True.
They were just like, okay, well, you can buy for PS3.
Or they're just trying to push units.
Yeah, well, they didn't even, like, drop it for the 360 yet. And they show 360 footage and compared it to the Xbox One footage, and it looks almost exactly the same.
That's actually become an issue with Xbox owners because they, rumor has it that Assassin's Creed Unity, they actually had to lower the resolution.
I've actually heard that
because Xbox can't keep up. That's all. It's also, that's just supposed to be a rumor, but I actually believe that's the truth.
Have you tested Xbox One?
No, I actually never even seen one.
I actually like the controller. I like the controller.
Xbox has been known to have very good controllers.
Yeah, they do. I like the 360 controller over the DualShock 3.
It's supposed to be the best controller of all time.
I didn't like the fact that you needed batteries for this shit.
Yeah, I was like, come on. We're in 2013,
14. Yeah, but I tried it out at GameStop, whatever. They was playing Madden, and everything felt really loose.
Mm-hmm.
I like the PS4 controller, too, but the thing about it, it feels too stiff. Like, the DualShock 3 felt really flimsy, mm-hmm. and the PS4 one feels too solid. But I like it, but it just, I don't know, the Xbox One controller has a better feel to me. Also, I don't like with the PS4. I told you that I'm not one for reading manuals when I turn shit on. I feel as though, you know, I've been through eras of video games. I don't feel like I don't have to read a manual anymore. So the fact that there's a button that says turn PS4 off and
standby mode.
Yeah, in standby mode, and turning it off turns into a fucking brick that you can't turn her back on without unplugging and plugging it back up again.
Well, I mean,
that's a hassle.
I mean, it's also written on the thing when you turn it off. It's like,
I mean, but it's like, if I want it in standby mode, I would just put it in standby mode. I want it off. I want to go to sleep and not see a fucking light flashing me in my face.
I mean, that is an issue. Well, it was an issue. It's written
maybe,
with that bright
maybe light. I'm being petty, but my set is close to my bed, so it's like I don't want to see light flashing in my eyes, and I shouldn't have to put something in front of it. You know, it should just automatically be off.
No, I respect that because I'm with us. Same with the controller. Like, if I go to sleep and I turn off Netflix but not turn off my PlayStation because I plan on turning it back on if I wake up in the middle of the night, the lights in my eyes from the controller, that's annoying. Mm-hmm. I wish, that's one of the issues I've had with PlayStation, is just I wish that light was an optional thing. I mean, it does seem cool. It does seem cool. I'm sorry, I paused. I heard something out the window there. It seems like a cool concept with, like, the games, how it changes colors during, like, certain parts of the game, but other than that, I found it more annoying than anything else.
Yeah, something else, the controller battery life.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, I mean, compared to the DualShock 3.
The DualShock 3 will last me through, like, like 3 decades.
Right.
For the charge. Like, that's why I can use it today and not need to charge it again for, like, at least 3 weeks. But this DualShock 4, I've gotten to the point I don't even take it off the cord anymore.
Yeah, I mean, the DualShock 3 and DualShock 4, and, like, if I were to compare it, I'd be, like, to the old Nokia phones where they would last for, like, 8 months. And then, like, the smartphones today will last you, like, 20 minutes. Maybe.
Right. So this is for all the third party accessories creator. Make a controller that lasts more than 6 hours, and you'll get all our money. Just all our money. That's what the streets are demanding right now, man.
So let's get back to the video game side of things. Actually, no. One more news about Sony. So Sony has increased the price of PlayStation Plus memberships in Ukraine, South Africa, and India.
Oh.
So they actually moved it up from, I can't remember the exact numbers. I know, what's a 3-month subscription right now? Like
3 months, I want to say $30.
Like a $30 thing. And
Well, here's a kind of a life hack. I actually bought my 1-year subscription off eBay. They sell it for $50 online, but I got mine for $30 on eBay. So okay. Just look around. Just look around. You might find some deals or something like that.
All right, but like with going back to that, like my thing is, since they have increased the price of it, do you think it will eventually come to the U.S. that they'll eventually?
I actually don't think that. I think that it's a different market over there, and I think maybe the consoles aren't selling well over there, so they're trying to do that to even out the prices.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, but I mean, what do you think of the PSN? The PSN doesn't really feel like it's changed much.
Well, I mean, they had an update, but like you said, I really don't see much of a difference from the last generation, or from the PS3 to PS4 PSN, but like I said, I feel like there's no major difference.
Where is the thing where you can play games as you download them? Because I remember when they announced it, that was one of... Yeah, you can't... You
still where the hell is that? I haven't been able to do it, unless that's in the manual and we hooked up. But, no, I don't... That's a concept I haven't been able to do yet, because even with games on my Vita, I don't know if that we were saying we're to apply with that. I can't.
I actually wish one of us owned an Xbox One, because I feel like we're not. People are like, oh, when are you going to talk about Xbox? I don't.
Well, I mean, y'all knew from the jump, Team Sony. It's always been that way. But I mean, Will, I believe, has an Xbox, and he covers it on.
You can check that out on Black Nerd Problems. He, does things about Destiny and everything like that. Also, Destiny, you have Destiny. How do you like it so far?
Oh man, let me tell you. Like I said, when that was like the most overhyped game, like when it was come out, me and Will would argue over Twitter, not argue but debate more so about what is to be expected about Destiny, and he expected it to be Game of the Year hands down, and. To me, I was just like looking at it. It's just like, to me, it looks like a reskinned Borderlands with a multiplayer mode. That's all it is to me. And I've played it. It's not a bad game. It's just not anything new. It's nothing that I haven't played before.
It seemed like a mixture of Borderlands and the Citadel for Mass Effect. Yep. Where, everyone always meets up and they can party up and group up.
Mm-hmm.
But, I didn't see anything that really made me want to buy that game. It's not, if you like it, I mean, by all means, keep playing it. Don't listen to my words. But I don't buy into hype. You know me for a while, and you know that I'm pretty stubborn.
Yep.
So when I hear people hyping something up, it automatically makes me want to rebel. A little bit, and it's like, I said, okay, we'll give it 6 months. If the hype dies down, the hype died down in like a week, 2 weeks out.
Because like I feel like once people like I said, like with the before going back to the AAA games, people got it and were just like, oh, that's it. And the thing is with this, like I've had more fun playing with people, like my friends, rather than playing alone. But there's also I went into Destiny expecting to have a story mode where I was not constantly online.
I heard people, you have to be online.
Yes, you're constantly online.
You can't play the shit by yourself.
No, wow. I mean people can drop in and out, and like you'll randomly be doing a mission of your own, and then someone will also be doing a mission in the same area as you.
I was actually part of both betas. Mm-hmm. I was part of both betas, and I liked the fact that it was Halo control because I like Halo more than I like Call of Duty, for a lot of reasons.
Respect for you.
Yeah, but I
know you're wrong.
But I didn't like the actual game. I Bungie gets a lot of respect, but I just wasn't feeling the actual gameplay. I didn't like the story that was going on. It was basically Peter Dinklage's thing to a marked area and basically cover for him while does things. It just kept happening.
Yeah, not a...
Especially in the beta, I felt as though they revealed too much. They revealed too much of the actual game. And so a lot of people were canceling their pre-orders, and they were bashing them on Twitter and on the forums and everything like that. Which really didn't hurt them much, because Destiny is still the highest selling game of the year.
I think might be of all time.
Really of all time?
At least it's the fastest selling. It reached 500 million within like 2 weeks.
Mm. Well, that wouldn't be a surprise. I mean, their competitors, what, Call of Duty or Assassin's Creed or something like that?
But I mean, Assassin's Creed, I mean, not excuse me, Assassin's Creed, but Advanced Warfare comes out next month, which I mean, pretty much makes Destiny obsolete for me. Like, it has no use, and I am considering selling it.
People gonna hate you for that, but fuck it.
That's fine. I don't care.
We out here, but I mean, other games on the horizon, like you said, next month.
Can you believe, Taj, that we would have been playing Evolve and Arkham Knight within the next 2 weeks?
Yo, I actually bought the PS4 for Arkham Knight.
Yeah, and look what happened.
What the fuck?
So man? That's also kind of jumping into our next, under our next topic is like, how do you think that was a ploy?
I don't think that.
Every game has been pushed back. Watch Dogs got pushed back. Titanfall got pushed back.
I mean, but Watch Dogs got pushed back, and it didn't really make any difference. That game was still trash. I think the only one that really affected me personally, like I said, was Arkham Knight. I bought the PS4 for the game.
I bought it for Evolve.
You bought it for Evolve. And I don't know, it was just a letdown that we couldn't get this in October. But you know what? I have no problem waiting until June. Sadly, June.
I mean, if you push the game back like 2 or 3 months, fine. Mm-hmm. But like if you pushed it back 8 months... Was the game even done?
They were saying it was supposed to come out in February, and then they pushed it back. The official date is June 2nd now.
I think they pushed it back in February because there's a lot of games coming out in February next year.
Really? Okay.
Well, I know Evolve is leading it, and I know it's... I can't remember the titles offhand, but I know a lot of big titles are supposed to be releasing in February.
Uncharted 4 comes out around this time next year. I'm excited.
Oh, really? It's not in 2016? I thought it was going to be 2016 release.
I hope not. Oh, my God.
I wouldn't be surprised if you get pushed back.
I would be so fucking pissed.
I would not be surprised. But, games on the horizon that I'm looking forward to, Far Cry, Advanced Warfare, PS Vita, Freedom Wars, which is actually one of the reasons I got a Vita.
Most people, you know, that follow me on Twitter, they know that I'm not a big fan of Call of Duty and Assassin's Creed. But because there isn't shit to play, I'm forced to buy this shit. Well, I'm not forced, but there's nothing else that's really keeping my interest on PS4.
Well, Unity, for me, I will wait. I'm going to wait it out because I believe Far Cry 4 and Advanced Warfare will keep me busy well into the new year. And then I got Freedom Wars. And then I'm also playing Shadows of Mordor right now, which is probably one of the better games to come out this year.
Mm-hmm. Well, but yeah, there hasn't. I think my game of the year is probably fucking a pinball game. Like, that's how pathetic this year has been.
I guess we'll get more into that later. So, yeah. Do you have any games you're looking forward to that you want to mention coming out this year?
Not really. I mean, I might pick up. Like I said, I might pick up Assassin's Creed if the reviews are good.
What about Drive Club? I know you were... I've actually heard that got pushed back as well. Yeah, again.
Actually, for PS Plus members, Drive Club came out this week.
It got pushed back, right?
Demo. No, it didn't get... The servers are trash.
Also,
if you've been paying attention this week, if you've been paying attention how the crime rate's been dropping... And ladies, if your man's not picking up the phone, the NBA 2K15 drop, and you already know what time it is. Fuck Kevin Durant!
I'm not singing that song.
It's fuck Kevin Durant season, man. Base God ain't letting up on him, not one bit. Servers are trash. The servers in that game are so trash. Like, I don't even think you can play on any system. And I know Kevin Durant came on. He said he was kind of dead at his beef with the base god Lil B, but it's not showing. I think that was a lie. I think that was a lie, man. But they have this Space Jam thing.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
Yeah, and they said that's not really working that well.
I imagine it wouldn't.
But I know we wouldn't do it, but people can't scan their ass.
I heard about that. I was like, you know it's bad when you actually have to make that a rule. It's like, oh, actually, no, you cannot do that.
Why not? That's
no, fun. That would be ridiculous.
Video games are about fun. You pay $500 for the freedom to do whatever the fuck you want to do.
$500?
Yeah, for the consoles.
Oh.
I mean, for Xbox One.
I paid $400 for mine.
Right.
Less than.
Well, Xbox One. I'm trying to be inclusive here. I'm trying to do what the fuck I want with my consoles. If I want to scan my dick into a basketball game, then you got to let me rock, goddammit.
No. I can't agree with that.
That shit would be hilarious, though. Like, it'll be nasty, but I think people will kind of get used to it.
I mean, but you also got to keep in mind that, I mean, it's a game that's rated E, I believe. So you have little kids who
little kids will call you the N-word on a game and just shake it off. It doesn't affect them.
I mean, that's people these days, period. And, like, people will call you whatever.
Parent your goddamn screens. Kids. Good gracious.
Well, anyway, moving on to the other disturbing trends in gaming.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, there's a whole rack of trends that's been happening in the gaming world this past year. We're just going to go ahead and talk about a few and just talk about, you know, our dilemmas with them. HD remasters.
Oh, man. Definitive editions and remasters, I've seen so many of them this year.
Why the fuck did Sleeping Dogs get a definitive version?
I don't know. I didn't play it in the last generation, but because I had nothing else to play, I would want to play it again. What?
It sold horribly.
I heard it sold horribly, but it wasn't a bad game.
It had a cult following, and it wasn't a bad game, granted. But I think they kind of released it. They released it a few months ahead of Grand Theft Auto, mm-hmm. and it's like Sleeping Dogs or GTA 5. It's not really that big of a
deal. I mean, also, it was like with that, you have to. Some publishers don't really push games, certain games, like as much as they should. Like, you see how hard they push Destiny. They've been pushing Destiny since, like, January. I remember commercials since God knows how long ago.
I think the first commercial I've seen was when they first announced the PS4. And they were just like, oh, yeah, we teamed up with Bungie. We're back out here. And then it came down the line, well, we don't own Destiny. Like, that's how it calls them exclusive.
Oh, yeah, that's, well, with their HD remasters, it's kind of annoying to me because, like, if you should focus your attention on making new games.
Okay, so this kind of brings up a topic in our last topic. Tomb Raider, the Definitive Edition, came out in December,
mm-hmm.
and it sold double of what it did on the PS3.
Well, maybe...
I kid you not, it sold double.
I can believe
Xbox
that.
Xbox One is getting this Tomb Raider sequel.
They're getting the... It's a time exclusive, so they're getting it first. So it will come to PS4.
I still don't think it will come to PS4. I think maybe it will just go straight to PC.
No, the guy came out. He said Xbox worded it badly on purpose so that you can buy an Xbox for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually it'll be out on both systems. It'll just be coming to Xbox first, and then Tomb Raider. I guess because it's supposed to be Tomb Raider supposed to be coming around the same time as. Mm-hmm. The game you just said. Uncharted 4.
Uncharted 4. Okay.
So, I mean, in that case, which one would you rather get? Uncharted 4 or Tomb Raider?
Both, to be honest with you.
Because Tomb Raider is just like, it's a great game, but it's also kind of the same game as Uncharted.
Yeah,
in a way.
I think maybe because Nathan Drake is this generation and Lara Croft is kind of last generation.
Yeah.
I think maybe that would play a difference. But I actually, grown up with both, I like both games equally. You know, so
I agree, but from like a seller standpoint, I know for a fact that mm-hmm. Tomb Raider would lose heavily to Uncharted 4.
Yeah, but I just didn't, you know, until you told me all this, I just didn't think it was good business. You know, you gotta vote with your dollar as a consumer.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're doubling your profits on one console, it's not really smart of you to exclude us. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah, I agree, but like I said, it will be coming out. It'll just be coming out a little later. But like I said, also, if it comes out the same time as Uncharted, you'll be busy mm-hmm. until it comes back out.
But yeah, back to the HD remasters, I think developers are throwing these words in like the complete edition and definitive edition to try to trick the consumers into thinking that they're getting something extra.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know you had The Last of Us for last console, and then you got kind of tricked into buying the Definitive Edition.
I didn't get tricked. It was just that dry. It was dry season on the PS4. There was nothing else to play.
So, I mean, did you get your money's worth?
I mean, I traded it in and paid $25. Granted, I paid, so that means I paid $85. Well, I mean, if you think about it, you get all the DLC from the past.
I mean, but they're still releasing DLC for it, though.
Well, again, so did I ever get my money's worth? Probably not. But and I really haven't played it that much. I put it back in. I was like, oh, shit, I guess it is the same game. But I played twice already.
Yeah, I mean, the casual consumer doesn't know the difference between 720 HP and 1080 HP. So... I don't know. It seems like you're kind of
HP.
HP, what is it?
P.
P.
Horsepower. He had 1080 horsepower. Goddamn, your TV would be ridiculous.
Barry Allen. Goddamn. But yeah, you get what I'm saying.
Man. Yeah.
So I don't know. I like to tell the truth to the people and stuff like that. And mm-hmm. it just seems like they're kind of, leading everyone on. But yeah, I hope that future me is not stupid enough to cop that GTA for PS4. I pray to God.
Also,
I'm not that stupid.
What I've been hearing that they the reason they're making so many definitive editions for people who are, it's an enticing reason to get the newer consoles if you don't have one, mm-hmm. and if you happen to miss out on it previously, you can also play it on this.
Yeah, I think it's a good way if you didn't own a PS3, which I don't, or a PS3 or Xbox 360, which mm-hmm. I don't know why you wouldn't. If you have a PS4, then to go ahead and cop the definitive editions. But yeah, it's no reason for you not to own the last new console.
But The Last of Us, when it came back out, it was the number one game in the month it came out.
I mean, but shit ain't fit to have
any. Nothing game, exactly. Right?
So what I was talking about earlier, it also plays into console parry, which is, you take a game like Watch Dogs. Mm-hmm. Watch Dogs came out and it looked almost identical to the PS3 version. And, that's what I'm saying. There's no reason for you to buy these consoles because the game is exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
You're buying a $500 console for Titanfall. Just wait for the 360 version to drop. It's the same shit.
Yeah.
And also, with the microtransactions and the DLC, we need more DLC like First Light.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. Which I've not played yet.
Yeah, we need more DLC like First Light and less of the 2K... I don't know if you play 2K, but they have virtual currency and you can buy the currency and power up your player. So people step on court with like a 99 rating in the first week and it's like, you didn't earn that. You bought that shit.
No, pass.
But yeah, we just need more original DLC and I'm also, with these console fanboys, kind of playing that, doing damage control for, oh, well, Xbox One isn't bad. Oh, Sony ponies, PS4 and all that. And it's like, unless you're getting cut a check, shut the fuck up.
Well, I mean, I am definitely an avid Sony pony, I guess.
Shut the fuck up.
But I mean, it's not like I admit to the PlayStation's fault or Sony's faults, and I will, mm-hmm. I will admit to the things Microsoft did better, but they're not doing anything better than Sony in the later generation.
Yeah, but I just think that if people, these games are supposed to be fun. So I think, whether someone's playing on PC, whether someone is playing on Xbox, whether someone's playing on a Wii U, just respect their choice in console. We're all gamers. We're all in this shit together. You know what I'm saying? Just, let them rock. Let them rock, man.
All right, so I mean that kind of wraps up mm-hmm. the episode 6, but we do have a new segment, which the rapid fire questions. So, Taj, you can explain to the viewers or the listeners how this is supposed to work out.
Okay, so we got a group of questions, and what we're going to do, we're going to put a minute and a half on the clock, just so you can get to know us a little better. And I'm going to fire some questions off at Dejan. Dejan's going to fire off some questions off to me, and we're going to try to get them all done in time. All
right, so who goes first?
I'll ask you questions first.
Okay? All right, let's get it.
Let me put the time on the clock.
Well, let me get mine, too. Wait.
All right.
Hawaiian ain't ready.
We're out here unprepared like a motherfucker.
You know?
Deal with it.
Okay, wait. You said a minute and a half, right?
You got a minute. Oh, you got to stop watching one?
Well, I got 2 minutes, so let's just do 2 minutes. Okay,
we'll do 2 minutes. Okay, you got it?
All right, go.
Okay, Avengers or Justice League?
Justice League.
Least favorite movie based off a comic book?
Daredevil.
Guilty pleasure?
Romance novels.
Deathstroke or Deadpool?
Deathstroke.
Earliest nerd memory?
Dang, that's a... Come back to that one.
Sonic or Mario?
Sonic.
Flight, super speed, or teleportation?
Teleportation.
All-time favorite console?
PlayStation 4.
Favorite Disney princess?
I was thinking about asking you that one. Jasmine.
I would say Lilo.
Oh, she does count.
Favorite Batman.
What do you mean?
Favorite Batman.
Christian Bale, then, I guess.
Okay. Favorite comic.
American Vampire.
If you could date one superheroine, who would it be?
Power Girl.
If there's something strange in your neighborhood, who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
Male My Little Pony fans are called what?
Bronies.
Superman or Batman?
bats.
Okay. Go. All right, that's time.
All right, it's actually a minute and a half exactly, almost.
All right.
All right, so I have a few more questions than you, but I'm gonna go through them all whenever you're ready. All right,
let's get
in. All right, go. All right, who's your go-to character in Super Smash Bros?
I would say Pikachu.
Okay. Best starter Pokemon, Charmander, Pikachu, or Squirtle?
Squirtle. Squirtle Squad?
Do you think Omar's Kango gives some special powers?
No, but I think it's Green Lantern that too.
I forgot you had that. Who's your favorite Ninja Turtle?
Mikey.
Which X-Men has the worst power?
Jubilee.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how mad do you think Will is Destiny is just an average game?
Oh, shit. 8.
All right. Which is the best American Horror season, 1, 2, or 3?
3.
Who would win between the Justice League and the Avengers in a fight, Avengers plus Wolverine and Spider-Man?
Avengers, because they actually kill people.
Okay. Prediction of Game of the Year 2014.
What dropped? I'm going to say Infamous.
Okay. Most surprising movie of the year?
Guardians.
Who would be your choice to play Wonder Woman?
Me.
Most overrated show on TV?
Fuck.
Pass?
Yeah, come back to me on that one.
Would you rather be a Power Ranger or have a Transformer for a car?
Transformer.
Best 90s Disney song?
Just Can't Wait to Be King.
First movie you think of with Jim Carrey in it?
Liar, Liar.
Who has the better costume, Stephen Amell or Grant Gustin?
Grant Gustin.
Felicity Smoke or Iris West?
Felicity, oh, dead.
Would you rather watch every episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or all 5 Twilight movies?
Oh, fuck. Twilight.
Jessica Lange or Meryl Streep?
Meryl Streep.
Which actor would you want to play you in a movie about your life?
Jonah Hill.
Good call. All right, this last question is not a real question, and it's time anyway. Why wasn't Batman Nightfall listed in BNP's most iconic list?
I don't know.
Why did y'all skip that?
Why did we skip that? Good Lord. There's a lot of things. Like, if I would have kept going, I would have put Jason Todd in there. I'd have threw some other things in there. But
yeah, because that's definitely...
maybe we wouldn't got our ass chewed up on Ray. If we would have put some more stuff in there, man.
Well, all right, guys. That marks our show. Hopefully next time, if we get positive feedback from the rapid fire questions, we'll do it every episode. So, Taj, do you have anything you want to say?
Outside is episode 6. Bring our Omar back.
Bring him back. All right, Omar, you enjoy your scandal and all of that good stuff. We will see you guys next time.
Chris Floor, bye.
All right, see you later.